This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. Welcome to Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. On the show today, we're going to be speaking to an entrepreneur who plans to disrupt the traditional LPG cooking gas delivery market with his company, Bali Gas Malaysia. Now, Bali Gas is an online platform that allows you to order your cooking gas tanks via their app and have them delivered directly to you effortlessly. They offer competitive prices for their LPG gas tanks and aim to help the marginalized communities too by hiring unemployed people from the B40 group as well as ex-convicts. Now, how exactly are they more Mura and Muda than the usual suspects? And how did they put this startup together and scale their business in a pandemic year? Well, Sudhin Mukaya, MD of Bali Gas, you've got the answers for us, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Welcome to the show, Sudhin.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
So what's your background, Sudhin? How did you find yourself in this business? And how did the idea come about to create Bali Gas?
All right, so let me give you a backstory on it. Now, for the last 8 years, I've been globetrotting around different Southeast Asia countries. We were developing enterprise solutions for telco. So on my previous company, we provide portal, apps, contents, technical services for these telcos. And I was in charge to speak on the business and commercial terms. Then 2020 happened, and we start to hear about coronavirus. And then around March 2020, we went into this total lockdown. Now, so during that time, my company was one of those companies that could not sustain the lockdown. And the stakeholders had to make the difficult decision to shutter the office and the operation permanently. We let go of nearly 12 staffs, mostly who have worked for a decade and more. On a more closer front, I also own a few small traditional restaurants. I actually own a Kopitiam restaurant. And that was also impacted by the lockdown. We had to let go of staffs in the Kopitiam as well. And we also started seeing a lot of our customers then who are B40 are suddenly reeling with job loss. They have no savings. They have no money to run their day-to-day. So at that time, quickly with support of good friends and family, we mobilized this free bag runcit pack that we were doing until late May to help these people with their barang runcit. But we know that was just a temporary solution. We can't be giving out money or food daily forever. And we have to work out something to put these people back a job. That's what they want. They want to feel dignified in a job back again. And we felt that was a national service that we have to do as merchant entrepreneurs. So we started putting on our thinking cap. We started looking at businesses that we can do. And we were looking at particularly at businesses that were what I call it in Malay, Kalis pandemic. Which is, you know...
Pandemic resistant,
correct. That's the one.
Yeah.
So at the time, we noticed that it has to be an essential service. So we know that we have to go into that. That particular time, I noticed the gas delivery business and the gas delivery guys that were sending gas to my shop. And then it was really one that really go unnoticed, right? Due to it being mostly 3D, dirty, difficult. And it's also not so profitable due to it being run very, very traditionally. And a lot of people dismiss this gas delivery business in one go. They don't want to take a look at it. But somehow I took a special interest to learn about it. And then from my research, I figured that it's ripe for disruption with the skills and the resources I have. So the moment the lockdown was eased in June, we quickly went to register Bali Gas. And in July 1st, started our first outlet app and delivery service in Sungai Long. The last 6 months, we now grew it to be 123 areas in Klang Valley with 40 staffs manning the operation, delivering more than 5,600 guests monthly to consumers.
So then I understand that the pain point that Bali Gas is hoping to address in the market is, and I quote a line from your corporate profile, the persistent and always problematic ordering and fulfillment issues that is most common across Malaysian users. Now, my mom and my mother-in-law live with me, so I've never actually had to experience issues with gas tank deliveries, but maybe you can brief me about these problematic ordering and fulfillment issues that most Malaysians face.
All right. Sure. So, well, we are trying to solve the last mile delivery to the end consumers, which is filled with so many problems for decades. Now, we have to ask your mom and your mother-in-law on this. But they'll probably agree with me. The first one is always pricing. As a lot of people are aware, the pricing of this cooking gas in most places are unpredictable. And it usually hovers around 30 ringgit and above. I'm talking about with deliveries, right? So, and that depends. It can change month to month. This month can be 31, the next month can be 32. It depends on how the guy feels, what he wants to charge you. Now, pricing is one. The next one is basically if even the delivery is available. Most times, these are also very problematic. With a lot of these traditional providers are delayed or they are not interested to deliver to your home, especially condos, flats, and apartments. Hence, consumers, especially homemakers, starts to worry the moment the gas finishes. That is why you most probably will see the consumers, right, have 2 to 3 cylinders at home as backup.
Backup for the backup also.
Yes, backup for the backup as well. So we are currently solving these two major points, basically, with Beligas.
Okay. Can we talk about your business model? I know the idea is to build delivery chains to get cooking gas, murah and muda. But talk to me about purchasing these tanks. Do you do it in bulk? And also about your distribution centers. You said earlier that you are servicing more than 120 places in the Klang Valley. So, you know, talk to me about your warehouse, if you have one, and how you keep things more murah and muda than your competitors.
All right. So, our business model is very, very simple. We just basically take our gas from the gas company itself. We have outlets open in different areas, which acts as our fulfillment center. And then we deliver the orders. So how does it work? So consumers orders their gas through our online channel, be it our website, beligas.my, or they download our app, Beligas, or directly through the WhatsApp numbers. So they can do this anytime, 24 hours a day. The orders can be taken in. This order is then channeled directly to the local outlet, which is in the local area. So if it's in Ampang, the order goes to Ampang. If it's in Kajang, it goes to Kajang. So be it, right? So we have 123 areas right now who will then take it and deliver the gas quickly and effectively on their bikes, be it a house, or be it a restaurant, be it a lander, or be it a high-rise. Even for bulk orders, we also have lorries. That does the fulfillment on the frequency that's agreed within the shops. So how it works is basically we take the gas from our suppliers, we send it to our fulfillment center in the local outlet, and they will then deliver it to the end consumer. It's very simple. It's basically a hub and spoke kind of arrangement in terms of the logistic itself.
Okay, and is this just B2C only, or do you have a B2B element as well?
We do B2B as well. So we also deliver to businesses and enterprises that requires cooking gas.
So one of the things that caught my eye about your pitch was the fact that Beligas aims to help employ B40s as your riders. And you're also doing a program with Penjara Kajang, I understand, to employ ex-convicts.
Yes.
Why turn to these segments for your riders?
All right. So Beligas is registered as a for-profit social enterprise company in Malaysia. We started Beligas with the intention to make sure that we employ as many Malaysians, especially B40 and what we call community tersisih, the marginalized communities, to be employed during this pandemic. We employ only Malaysians to the job. So what we do, we currently partner with Penjara Kajang. We hire ex-convicts to work at our logistics hub to deliver these gas from the warehouse to the outlet. And at our outlet, we hire B40 Malaysians who are out of job from the local area and make them our delivery riders. We are also currently in talks to also hire Orang Asli and the homeless actually to expand this community tersisih group.
Okay, and tell me a bit about your screening process for your riders.
Okay, so in terms of these B40s, we usually will find out from the local people who are the right person to take in these jobs and whatnot because we are currently selling gas. So we'll basically work with the local people around there, the local communities around there. With these ex-convicts, we only hire those that is recommended by the officers themselves. And we also have our own filtering system where we take only those who have are probably just first-time offenders or on a small case or those kind of things. But they only work in our warehouse and our logistic lorries. So we make sure that we be slightly more careful about this because we do not want to have any incidents later on. So that's how we do it.
Okay, it's time for us to take a break, but when we come back, we talk about starting a business smack in the middle of a pandemic. All that and more coming up on Open for Business. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Birkins for Mama. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You are listening to Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. Online with me right now is Sudhin Mukaya, founder and MD of Bali Gas Malaysia, an online platform that allows you to order your cooking gas tanks via their app and have them delivered to you effortlessly. Now, how is Bali Gas funded, Sudhin? Do you have skin in the game?
Yes. So the business is initially funded from my own pocket money. So we spent more than 300K to build the initial foundation for the setup, the OPEX, the hubs, the logistic, technology, and even operation. From then, we obviously roll the money from the money we make off the business. We have currently we have a dealer model for those who are interested to be entrepreneurs who want to support our mission. We also make profit from the delivery fees that is charged to the end consumers. And being tech-driven and also coming from the corporate world, we work on improving our operation logistics to work on just-in-time model to reduce costs. So, yeah.
Right. Okay. And have you attempted to pitch for funding?
We wanted to grow the numbers first. We already have the numbers. So, in the future, yes, we do plan to get funders to come in, especially since we plan to go nationwide.
And when it comes to the logistics, I understand that you have your own fleet of custom gas carrier bikes and lorries to deliver cooking gases. I managed to sneak a peek on your corporate profile of it's not the conventional way that you see gas being delivered. You've got a cool contraption on your bike. So maybe you can tell us how they are different from the usual vehicles used to deliver these tanks.
Okay, so I'm not so sure which one you saw. We have two versions from that actually. We have version 1, which can carry 3 guests, and we have version 2, which can carry 4 guests. But what we do is basically we create this custom guest carrier where people can just put in 3 or 4 guests on the bikes and deliver it. So this comes with its own handles and then security locks and even basically a seat. So the rider can basically deliver guests safely and efficiently to people's house. So we basically created the thing on our own.
Right. Okay. Now, your business started in July 2020, just as we moved out of MCO into CMCO. Yeah. Were there specific struggles you faced starting up, you know, considering the less than ideal business environment of starting a business in the midst of a pandemic and, of course, a lockdown?
Yeah. I'll tell you up front, I'll be very honest. We started in the worst time ever known. All right. A lot of business were either shutting down or they are not allowed to operate normally because of this COVID SOPs. Since a lot of restaurants, schools, and enterprise companies are closed down, we have to look elsewhere. So what we did was that we pivoted to focus on delivering from home for home consumers who are basically often marginalized by the traditional players. We saw a niche there. We use a lot of online marketing, promoting using paid ads, and also do posts that is shared in the local community groups. Recently, we even started doing vlogs and videos. That and also our quick deliveries and service and cheap pricing help us to make inroads quickly to a lot of supportive communities across all the areas that we deliver. So thanks for that. But honestly, this is a crazy time to start a business.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I also wanted to talk about developing your app under lockdown. You know, what was that experience like? You know, how did you connect with app developers in order to get this done and have all of it done remotely?
So, I just got lucky because we have in-house tech companies, and I also came from the app development background as well. So we were always been working remotely over Skype and whatnot for the last 10 years. So in terms of that, that was not an issue so much in terms of app development. Operation was the one that was quite a killer because we had to learn how to do it and then basically work out the model with the app development. But in terms of app, there wasn't much of an issue. It was mainly on developing quick enough for us to expand on the products that we have.
Right. And research into this sector specifically, because like you said, it's not a sector or a kind of business that most people give a second thought to, right?
Yes.
So, you know, what kind of research went into trying to understand inventory necessary and, you know, how to go about operating a gas delivery business? You know, what kind of research did you have to do?
First of all, we want to see whether commercial works or not. And what we did was we contacted all our friends across the nation, across the states, and across different places, different areas, and we asked them what is the pricing of cooking gas. And then we found out that there is a lot of margins, and there is a place for us to come into the business. But that's one. We also noticed that we do not want to be a simple gas delivery company only. We plan to deliver wider product categories, and then we saw that there's a lot of opportunities in that, and also an opportunity to move upstream if needed, very fast. So we started researching on this. We talked to the players in the market, and then we started researching using all the white papers that is available online, and we realized that there is a lot of potential, and we simply just moved in. That's it. No, we didn't really do much thinking about that. We just wanted to have a business to start.
Right. Okay. So now that you've moved in and you are servicing more than 100 areas in the Klang Valley, and I understand from the email pitch that you sent BFM, you said that next up would be Penang, and you're also looking at Perak and Kedah as well. So what is that next phase looking like, and where are you on your expansion plans?
All right. So let me talk about product-wise. So as I told you earlier, we do not want to be a simple gas delivery company. We want to develop more product categories. On the product, we develop what we call these additional value-added items. Some of these products are the basic ones, such as gas regulator hoses. The next one is we are releasing a pandemic kit, which is essentially a COVID care bag filled with masks, hand sanitizers, and a few other things that we are looking to sell to the end consumers. Then we look at other things. We can sell kitchen appliances. We are also talking to insurance companies to deliver micro insurances as well. That is all in our development board. The idea here is that if we can innovate and we can sell and deliver a heavy cooking gas to end consumers, what stops us from selling other essential things to them at the same time? So that's basically on product-wise. On our expansion plan, on the other hand, we have big plans for 2021. We have basically opened up 10 outlets in the last 6 months. And our idea is to open up another 100 as soon as possible. We currently serve in Klang Valley, Selangor, and we are already eyeing an expansion to Penang and Johor for quarter one. In fact, right now I'm in Penang, and we just booked our first outlet here right now. Our plan is simple. We want to deliver quickly and build up the numbers, and then when the time is right, move upstream and possibly look at building the demand big enough into one day being owners of refill plants or even be a stakeholder, a detail arm of an LPG gas company that want to innovate itself. We are looking into partnerships to make this happen. Not just that, since I came from the regional market, we are also looking at the Southeast Asia market. There is so many untapped market around us, and we hope to one day bring Beli Gas solutions and technology to countries such as Vietnam, Bangladesh, Myanmar, Thailand, and more.
So that I have to ask you this. Now, we live in an age where we're talking to Siri, Alexa, and Google, and our fridges are supposed to tell us when we are running out of milk, and our air cons are supposed to turn on automatically before we reach our front door. Are you not least concerned about the phasing out of LPG cooking gas? I mean, I know that for now, this is a product that you're starting with and you have plans for diversification. But I mean, many households already have induction cookers. Aren't you a bit concerned about Beli Gas's longevity in the short term, you know, with new technological advancements?
Okay, so yeah, we look at this on a time basis. The first of all, the pie is already very big enough. And the pie is going to be there for at least another 5 to 10 years. And between then, we are looking to develop this to be bigger than what we're currently doing right now. Yes, currently we start as a gas delivery company. But soon enough, we hope to make this into a delivery company. And what we're going to deliver, that's basically we have to see as we pivot and move things in Malaysia.
So then thank you for that. Now, before I let you go, for our listeners out there who are keen to try out your services, is there a website that they can go to and how can they access your app?
All right, sure. So if you want to check out Beligas, please head on over to beligas.my, M-Y, or you can download our app in Google Play Store, search for Beligas, and that's about that. You should be able to find all the details on about Beligas and also the ways to order your first cooking gas with us.
So then all the best in your future endeavors, man.
Thank you so much.
I've been speaking with Sudhan Mukaya, founder and MD of Beligas Malaysia. Now, if you missed out on any part of this show, the podcast of this interview will be up on our website, bfm.my, within the hour. You can also look for the podcast on the BFM app, on iTunes, and on Spotify. Just search for Open for Business. Join us again at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning for more Open for Business. But till then, this is Audrey Raj for Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.